heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, compassionate viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on ReCam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingchun Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, builds a new hospital in Sri Lanka. In good governance news, Peru plants trees to reduce the effects of climate change. In Noble Living news, American citizen Mr. Steve Karras donates bone marrow, and 1,100 people follow suit. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, February 10th, Mr. Boris Pasternak, acclaimed author and poet, was born to an artistic Jewish family in 1890 in Moscow, Russia. Mr. Pasternak is one of the most celebrated poets of his nation. His works include My Sister Life and Second Birth. Published in 1922 and 1932 respectively, which were lauded as poetic masterpieces. In addition, he is well known in many parts of the world for his powerful novel Dr. Zhivago, first published in 1957. Mr. Pasternak was declared the 1958 winner of the Nobel Prize for both his lyrical poetry and his prose in the great Russian epic tradition. His last poems were in praise of love, freedom, and unity with God. Mr. Boris Pasternak's literary legacy continues to bring pleasure and insight to readers today.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from Australia. This past weekend, ruthless wildfires raced across southern Australia, devastating homes, humans, animals, and plant life in their paths. Extreme heat waves had accompanied the fires, while the northern part of the country was being simultaneously inundated with floods. Supreme Master Qinghai urgently asked about the situation. She immediately donated $30,000 on February 8th to bring emergency aid to the victims. With Master's permission, we would like to share the assessment report that was made by our association's relief team, whose members live in the affected state of Victoria. Since the report, the casualties have risen to more than 130 people, with over 100 victims hospitalized, and the number of homes destroyed exceeds 700.
February 8, 2009, Most Caring Master, regarding wildfire in Victoria, Australia. A deadly wildfire raged in the state of Victoria, Australia on February 7th, with thousands of volunteer firefighters battling the blaze. There are still 26 active fires in different areas of Victoria. Although 12 have not yet been contained, three of the largest have been downgraded as the weather conditions improved. Thankfully, the Victorians not affected by this disaster have rallied quickly and overwhelmingly with support. The state emergency radio station has a webpage dedicated solely to publishing offers of assistance to anyone in need. There are reports of emergency centers piled high with clothes, shoes, blankets, and other useful equipment. There is huge community support gathering to rescue affected animals. The local emergency radio station is broadcasting advice for fire-affected animals to ensure that they are cared for appropriately and given the best possibility of survival. Premier John Brumby has announced an emergency assistance package of $1,000 Australian immediate cash grants to all those affected, and up to $22,000 in medium-term grants. Another $10 million in long-term funds have been promised for the most severely affected communities. A $2 million fire relief fund has also been set up by the government. It is truly humbling to see how many generous, willing, and supportive people from the community are spontaneously putting their hands together to help. Our Melbourne Center is ready to deliver food and water to emergency shelters in the nearest and most affected areas, under advice from the local Red Cross Emergency Service. At this critical moment, we are in great need of the mercy of God. May all the victims be comforted in the bosom of the Providence. We also pray for the safety of all those affected and for all of the brave and dedicated people fighting the fires at this time. May our awareness of global warming increase and fires like this be avoided in the future. With dedication and love, Melbourne Center.
Along with her donation, Supreme Master Qinghai replied to this letter with the message, "Dear Love, thanks Heaven and the Australian government for the quick and substantial aid and for your loving action. Sorry for all this suffering. Prayers from all of us. Qinghai."
We are thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's timely relief assistance for those most in need at this time. We join in prayers for the comfort of the traumatized victims. May these tragedies pass quickly so that families can recover their productive daily lives, and Heaven bless our efforts to create a safe and peaceful environment for all beings. Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world.
Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May Heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Bolivia adopts new constitution. Approved by voters on Sunday, the new governing document provides for the nation's 36 indigenous communities to each establish their own territory, official language, and community justice system. It also includes a clause allowing the president to seek office for more than one term. Of the new constitution, President Morales stated, "It protects all Bolivians and excludes no one." Congratulations, President Morales and the Bolivian people, on your open adoption of progressive change. May your nation continue to prosper in such noble ideals of harmony and equality.
Outstanding achievements honored at the BAFTAs. The British Academy of Film and Television Arts, or BAFTA, honored excellence in film and television at the annual British Academy Film Awards on Sunday. The classic rags-to-riches drama Slumdog Millionaire was recognized with 7 wins following its top screenplay honor at the Writers Guild of America on Saturday. Heath Ledger won a posthumous award as Best Supporting Actor, while Penelope Cruz took Best Supporting Actress. 3 awards went to The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, while WALL-E won Best Animated Film. Longtime acting favorite Mickey Rourke won Leading Actor for his role in The Wrestler, while Kate Winslet claimed Leading Actress in The Reader. We join the world in congratulating all participants and honorees of the British Academy of Film and Television Awards for your well-deserved recognitions. May your stars continue to shine with gifted talent that entertains and uplifts our world.
Commemorating Islamic 2009 Culture Capital in Tunisia. This year's celebrations are hosted in the ancient and culturally rich Tunisian city of Kirwan and involve the collaboration of other Islamic nations. Festivities include over 100 religious and cultural activities, art exhibits, Sufist choir performances, and lyric folklore presentations. The event's culmination celebrates the birthday of Prophet Muhammad on March 10th. Our best wishes to organizers and participants in celebrating this special occasion, combining religion, culture, and the arts.
Georgians celebrate fairy tale royal wedding. Spanish-born Georgian David Bagrationi Mukraneli wed Princess Anna Bagrationi Grzinski on Sunday, bringing together 2 Georgian royal lines of the Bagrationi family, which itself claims direct descent from the biblical King David. Thousands of guests were invited to the ceremony held at Tbilisi's Trinity Cathedral, including representatives of Europe's aristocratic families. We send our sincere congratulations, Your Royal Highnesses, on your marriage. May heaven grace your future with abundant shared happiness and fulfillment.
Celebrating the best of the best in the music industry. On Sunday, newcomers and musical legends alike came together in Los Angeles, California for the 51st Grammy Awards, the music industry's most prestigious recognition for artists. Among the top Grammy winners were American rapper Lil Wayne, music scene newcomer Adele, as well as British rock bands Radiohead and Coldplay, whose lead singers Tom York and Chris Martin are devoted vegetarians and environmentalists. Singer, songwriter, and eco-champion John Mayer and renowned vegetarian producer Rick Rubin each added new Grammys to their growing collections. We salute you, winners and nominees of this year's 2009 Grammy Awards. Heaven bless your artistry in continuing to inspire and uplift the soundscapes of our world.
A life-changing canine companion. Once a street dog in Hampshire, England, little Sydney the Jack Russell Terrier has transformed the life of Emma Seed, a hearing-impaired woman in Preston, Lancashire County. Sydney's intelligence and his engaging ways made him a perfect candidate for training through the charity Hearing Dogs for Deaf People, and he now alerts Emma of important household sounds such as the doorbell, telephone, and smoke alarm. Ms. Seed said, "Words cannot describe how much Sydney has changed my life." Hearing Dogs for Deaf People has designated him the Hearing Dog of the Month for January 2009. Our appreciation also goes beyond words, Sydney, for your immense help and devotion to your human friend. We also thank Hearing Dogs for Deaf People for their loving work in bringing together caring canines like Sydney with people in need. May Sydney and Ms. Emma Seed share many more bright moments of warm companionship together.
Save our planet. NASA Environmental Satellite launched. Designed by the United States National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, the NOAAN Prime satellite lifted off on Friday from California, USA. Once in orbit, it will monitor environmental events, provide data for climate research such as ocean temperature data, as well as improve forest fire detection and general weather forecasting. The NOAAN Prime also has sensors for use in search and rescue operations. Bravo, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, for the successful launch of the NOAAN Prime satellite. We look forward to your data helping to provide illuminating ways that we can better protect our shared planetary home.
Save our planet. Japanese scientists develop new biomass charcoal heater. Currently, millions of rural homes in East Asian countries rely on small heater grills for warmth. In an effort to create sustainable and more highly efficient heating systems for these homes, Japanese scientists are developing a heater that uses waste biomass charcoal. While the current biomass stoves in Turkey and the U.S. have a thermal efficiency of 46% to 54%, the new stoves have a 60 to 81% efficiency, which could reduce CO2 emissions by over 4.4 million tons. What exciting news! Our gratitude, Japanese scientists, for these promising, eco-friendly endeavors. With heaven's grace, may practices such as these help lead to our sustainable future.
Save our planet. British energy providers go greener. In an effort to standardize the measures implemented by energy companies when customers elect to pay them a green offset tariff, the United Kingdom Energy Regulator Office of the Gas and Electricity Markets, or Ofgem, has launched a voluntary program which has already been joined by six of Britain's largest energy suppliers. The program is setting a consistent standard for different offsetting methods. Thus, if an energy company promises tariff payers reduced carbon emissions, it must offset at least 1 ton of CO2 emissions per year for each tariff-paying customer. We tip our green hats, Ofgem and participating energy providers of Britain. Blessed be your exemplary fairness in helping to ensure a more ecologically balanced planet for us all.
Save our planet. Iraq's ancient wetland has gone dry. Mesopotamian marshes, the largest wetlands in the Middle East, was once a vast area of reeds and forests that sheltered migratory birds, fish, and even water buffaloes. Today, severe decreases in rainfall due to global warming and drops in water flow caused by dams built along the Euphrates and Tigris rivers have turned the area into miles of reed stalks and baked mud. Due to this severe situation, life for the tens of thousands of marsh Arabs that live in the area has become very difficult. Scientists have warned that wetlands in many parts of the world are imperiled from global warming-related conditions and need immediate protection, in some cases to safeguard the lives of millions of people. May Allah grace the marsh Arab people with the resiliency to endure this precarious situation. We pray, meanwhile, that conditions such as these are alleviated through our collective care for all lives on Earth. During a video conference in October 2008 for a book premiere in Germany, Supreme Master Qinghai explained the age-old principle of cause and retribution in applying to the climate change crisis.
Many of the people who are knowledgeable know that a vegetarian diet, meaning animal-free product, lifestyle, is the best way, the fastest, to stop our disaster of global warming and the destruction of our planet. Every action provokes a reaction. So if we let live the animals, heaven will let us live. We have to treat animals with kindness the way we treat our own children and ourselves. Then we have the hope to save the planet. And I'm sure we can save the planet that way. I can guarantee that. Please be a vegan. Please stay away from all animal product and cruelty to human and all beings on this planet. Then we will keep this planet. Not only we will keep this planet, but this planet will become more beautiful, more abundant, more glorious, more happy, for everyone to enjoy.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3,433 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production, reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air, save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com. Save our planet. The European Union highlights the importance of providing financial aid to developing nations to support their efforts in achieving carbon dioxide reduction levels.
Save our planet. The rare slipper orchid flower was discovered growing at 900 meters elevation on the Voi Mep Mountain in the Guangxi province of Olac or Vietnam.
Save our planet. Sweden-based company Xylophane AB is launching a factory to produce eco-friendly biodegradable material that minimizes petroleum-based packaging.
I'm Dooney the Desert Tortoise, a happy vegan with a tip on having fun and saving energy at the same time. When you are entertaining a large group of family or friends in your home, consider turning down the thermostat a degree or two. Having many loved ones over not only warms your heart, but the heat radiated by each person will actually help to increase the temperature in your house. It's a festive way to save power and money. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now take a look at the worldwide weather.
In world news, United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, builds a hospital in Sri Lanka. The new health facility constructed in the town of Potuvil has a well-functioning maternity ward. Before it opened, the nearest maternity hospital was 45 kilometers away. The hospital is now serving 50,000 families. In addition, clinics which offer services including immunizations and family planning health advice are being built in various communities with UNICEF's help. Our sincere thanks, United Nations Children's Fund. Heaven's blessings for providing good health care to the citizens of Sri Lanka. May all people be granted the necessary support to achieve well-being in body, mind and spirit.
In good governance news, Peru plants 40 million trees. Peru's Ministry of Agriculture initiated the tree planting program in 18 regions to reduce the effects of climate change. Almost 130,000 people are being employed by the over two-month project, which will conclude on February 20, 2009. The eucalyptus, pine, cypress and pepper trees being planted are estimated to absorb 570,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide each year. Our respectful accolades, Peru's Ministry of Agriculture and all those involved in planting the precious seeds. May all be granted verdant greenery and planetary sustainability. Up next on Noteworthy News, a company president encourages bone marrow donations. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. More heartwarming news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, friendly news for a connecting world. In Noble Living News, one caring deed leads to 1,100. Mr. Steve Karras, age 51, of Newton, Massachusetts, USA, signed up for the National Marrow Donor Program 17 years ago. In November 2007, he was called to donate bone marrow to a one-year-old Matthew Welling, who had a rare condition, osteopetrosis, in which the bones become overly dense. This helped stop the growth of the disease. Mr. Karras' praiseworthy deed motivated Mr. Paul Amos, the president of American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus, which Mr. Karras works for, to initiate a registry drive. Up to now, 1,100 employees have agreed to become bone marrow donors. Of this gift of life, Mr. Karras said, short of fathering my own three sons, clear this is the greatest thing that I've ever been able to do. We send our appreciation, Mr. Steve Karras, for your compassionate act, and Mr. Paul Amos for encouraging others to assist those in need. May young Matthew Welling be graced with a healthy life full of blessings.
Let's enjoy some humour with Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Being Followed.
Trong một phòng mạch, bác sĩ tâm thần hỏi một bệnh nhân, ông thấy người thế nào? Bệnh nhân trả lời, lúc nào tôi cũng có cảm giác đang bị theo dõi. Ông bác sĩ hỏi, anh cảm thấy như vậy từ lúc nào? Cái bệnh nhân nói, từ ngày tôi trốn khỏi trại giam.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
One of my vegan mates at a United Nations office overseas gave me a link, askmorenow.com.au. Never heard of this group, then suddenly you're everywhere and in 74 languages. Amazing. Thank you for being one of the first groups to recognize the significance of livestock, despite the report being out for years now. That took a lot of guts. PJ.
Support of PJ. Please share the urgent facts about climate change with as many of your friends, relatives and co-citizens as possible. Besides the site you mentioned, we also have a lot of excellent videos about global warming at suprememastertv.com, which can be downloaded free of charge. Let's make 2009 the year the world embraces the compassionate vegan diet and saves our beautiful ecosphere. May heaven's light shine brightly on you and all nature-loving Australians.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. Thank you for watching this edition of Noteworthy News.
May divine wonders and fulfillment illuminate your days.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov announces that Russia is willing to participate in a new treaty with the U.S. that would include reducing the country's nuclear weaponry.
Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao visits British Prime Minister Gordon Brown to discuss enhancement of the two countries' trade relations.
A team of Swiss researchers create a new microscopic technique that can predict such conditions as osteoarthritis, thus allowing time to minimize impact and safeguard tissue.
After meeting with North Korean representatives in China, U.S. delegation members stated that North Korea was interested in diplomacy through both direct and six-party talks with the U.S.
New Somali President Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed meets with elders, politicians, and Islamic groups in the capital city of Mogadishu to work toward establishing a coalition government.
Speaking at a security conference in Germany, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden announces foreign policy changes that include greater diplomatic relations with countries worldwide.
The final 200 El Salvadoran soldiers are warmly received at home as they return after having completed their country's 5.5-year mission in Iraq.
President of the Saudi Red Crescent Authority, or SRCA, Prince Faisal bin Abdullah bin Abdulaziz, sends 432 tons of drinking water to Palestinians in Gaza.
Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen and Thai Defense Minister Prawit Wong Su Wan agree to jointly decide and process matters regarding the Preah Vihear Temple.
The New South Wales government in Australia has launched a $540,000 campaign to aid smokers in quitting the habit. Details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.